Yes, welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here in my car, and I'm driving down to Frankston with the great Bart Freebarn.
G'day, everybody.
Bart Freebarn, of course, a very funny comic, and we're off. You're originally from Queensland?
Yeah, mate. Originally Toowoomba.
Oh, my God, Toowoomba.
Of all places, yeah.
You, Michelle Laurie?
Damien Power.
Damien Power?
Yeah, he's Toowoomba boy.
And my brother lives there now.
Really?
Met a woman on the internet.
Jesus, that's where they all are.
In Toowoomba.
They're all in Toowoomba.
She's a nice person, so.
Yeah.
And so, did you come up in that scene with all. So, you wouldn't be Michelle Laurie's hero.
You'd be like.
Matt O'Kine?
Yeah, Matt O'Kine, Josh Thomas.
Becky?
No, Becky's after.
She's after you, yeah. You've been doing comedy, what, 15, 12
years? Yeah, 14, I'd say. 14. Coming on 15, yeah. So, I'm just starting to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
Much now.
It takes a while.
Oh, it takes ages, yeah.
So, I'm trying to remember the first time I met you.
Oh, geez, it would have been a while ago now.
Would have been somewhere in Melbourne.
Yeah, so I've been in Melbourne for about 11 years now.
Yeah,
10,
right.
10, 11 years. So it would have been early on.
So you came down to Melbourne pretty quickly then.
So started in Brizzy, spent my first three and a half, four years in Brizzy. Then, I won Raw Comedy the second year in State. I won State Raw Comedy.
That's right.
And then came down, because you get to come down and do the Nationals. And at that point, I'd just been in Brisbane, and I just sort of had a particular idea about what comedy was like. I came down to Melbourne and was like, holy crap, there's a whole world out there of other stuff. Watched Hammo's show, watched Sam Simmons' show, watched Damien Callinan's show, watched a heap of stuff. And was like, oh man, I got to get down here.
Yeah, sure. What was the open mic scene like in Brisbane? Was it brutal?
Looking back on it, it was the only thing I knew. And so I loved it. It was great. And the guy who runs stuff down up there, Fideli.
Fideli, mate.
You know well.
Fideli.
Fideli.
He comes up on the podcast a little bit, yeah.
Hey, guys. Okay, great.
He ran a lot of rooms.
He did back then, yeah, especially, yeah.
So
pretty, he still does, I think.
Yeah, pretty easy to do 4 gigs a week.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
I can't remember who said that, but the Brisbane open mic scene is particularly brutal. Yeah. Probably because of the sunshine, you're further up Australia. So guys in high vis doing, and it's just, I don't know, someone was trying to explain it to me. It's just a special kind of breed.
I feel like there's less emphasis on culture and more emphasis on physicality and masculinity and getting bashed and having a fast car and smashing Rumbos.
Yeah.
And the Broncos and Forex.
Yeah, yeah.
And reading books or,
Yeah, Melbourne, because of the weather. Melbourne's got more culture, apparently.
Yeah.
Even though Brisbane has always had good bands.
Brisbane does have really good bands.
They punch above their weight. There's so many good bands, like starting with
Regurgitator.
Yeah, the Saints, the Go-Betweens.
Yeah.
All those great bands.
Oh, mate, like Killers.
I read that book, Pink City, about Brisbane in the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s, about the music scene. It's incredible. Yeah.
So it's got its bonuses. I'd say the Gold Coast is the pinnacle of it, where it's just all all pecs and fake boobs and kind of regard for. Saying that, people are people, right?
Yeah.
Do a theatre gig in Brizzy, it's as good as
anywhere really, of course.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, well, there's also a lot of. Because of the Joe years and that, I mean, this is going back a long time. You know, Joe Bucky Peterson.
Yeah.
There was a huge anti-mainstream alternative scene up there.
Yeah, pushing back.
There was always, you'd always go to Brisbane and always see gothics, and you're like, wow.
Which is.
That's commitment.
The most extreme place to do it.
Yeah.
Bar maybe going to the. Well, to be honest, the Middle East is perfect for gothics because they're already kind of wearing it. You can't tell.
No, you can't tell.
Yeah, hijab is kind of gothic.
Because I remember last time I did the Brisbane Festival, you took me around to a great cake shop.
Yeah, Jocelyn's Provisions.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, mate, it rocks.
Oh, yeah.
There is some really good food there. I've got a lot of great memories of Brizzy.
Oh, but anyway, we're going to Frankston.
Yeah, gig at the Cheeky Squire.
Which is the equivalent in Brisbane of going to Redcliffe or somewhere, isn't it? About an hour out on the coast.
Yeah, Redcliffe, definitely. I was going to say Ipswich, but on the coast.
Oh, Ipswich, yes.
Yeah.
I've done a gig at the Switch.
The Switch.
Where there were these young women sitting down the front, and I thought it was a hen's party, because they were all really young.
Yeah.
They said, no, it's a divorce party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All their 20s. I'm getting divorced.
Yeah, right.
That's Ipswich.
They need to get an animal for that. There's a hen for getting married. Where's the... What's a divorced animal?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
And you've just come back from doing the troops.
Yeah, just got back from the Middle East.
Sounds bad, doing the troops. I've been entertaining them.
Entertain the troops. The Taliban, yeah. ISIS, they need...
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they need to laugh as well. So,
exactly.
Two and a half weeks over Christmas.
Wow.
I gave up my Christmas to entertain the troops.
In Iraq?
Yeah, Iraq and Afghanistan.
Did you... At any time... I haven't done it. Yeah,
you love it. Well, it's... Yeah.
Because I've got children and my wife's like, you're not going to a war zone.
Yeah, yeah.
At any time did you feel unsafe?
There was no point where I had any kind of physical or emotional reaction. Like, I didn't feel scared. There were a couple instances where I'm like, whoa, this is full on. Like, we run out into a Black Hawk at night time and it just takes off and we fly over Kabul in a Black Hawk.
That'd be great.
It was wicked and also a bit like, holy shit. Flying over Kabul in a Black Hawk, and one of the reasons we were is because they're like, look, the roads aren't safe, so we're gonna all this stuff, we've got to take you by air, so you're going by helicopter everywhere. But then 2 days later, when we're waiting for the helicopter, they're like, we've cancelled the helicopter and we're gonna take you by armored vehicle.
Oh no. And you think of all those movies you've seen, Iron Man, where yeah. You know he gets blown up on a... There's so many movies
yeah.
where guys in armored cars get blown up.
Yeah, so they get like caught in traffic and then attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'd said that they weren't going to take us via road because it was dangerous, and then they changed their mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys, are you sure?
Yeah, what's going on?
And they're like, nah, it's all right. Yeah, nah. And then the armored vehicle drive through Kabul was awesome as well, because you got a better view of the city and people just living their lives and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to go and have a walk around.
Oh, so good.
My yeah. twin brother, who works for the Red Cross and other organisations, he used to work for the Red Cross a lot, he goes to third world countries. He just says, it's very hard to explain what I do for a job. He's got this accent.
Oh, yeah, he's got the, what is it?
The Swiss, yeah, the international,
UN.
Yeah, the UN
he's
accent.
Got the UN yeah. accent, yeah.
And anyway, he went to Kabul and he goes,
oh, yeah.
I just stay in a hotel. I just hear explosions at night, just lying there.
Like, oh, God. He's got the BBC foreign correspondent yeah. accent.
Yeah, he said he was giving a talk once and there were two British. He often talks to soldiers and in his job, and
yeah.
there were two British officers up the back, and one said, and one of his mates was sitting up the back, and they heard this guy say, "Can you work out where this chap is from?"
Yeah.
And the other one said, "I don't know, but I tell you one thing: English is not his first language."
That's correct. That's amazing.
Go Aussie.
Go Aussie.
So, were the gigs? Are all those gigs that still sort of similar? Are they always in a shed? Or
the
like
gigs were, yeah, they're. They're like outside. Most of them were outside. I think two of them were inside. All the others were outside or in.
Which is hard when you do comedy outside.
Yeah, not ideal.
Yeah.
Big open areas. But the PAs were set up pretty good. You know, the thing that I thought it was could be potentially fucked, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just all the things you don't want a gig to be. But the gigs were awesome. Because the troops are really
attentive. They appreciate it. Yeah,
yeah, and for the most part, you know, not that we want to. I don't want to pick on any age group, but older people can be a bit harder to do comedy for.
Yeah, right.
You get, you know, if you get your 50 pluses on a cruise ship, there just can be, or 60 plus, they can be a bit more like, oh, I'm tired, I don't care.
Yeah.
And you're young and you're an idiot. And maybe it's they're out of my range a little bit, but it's just young, but most of the troops are young.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so they're up for a laugh, they're, you know, they're attentive, they're, you know, they love comedy. And
mainly, did you do all Australians?
I did a couple with Aussies, and then the rest were Turkish, Azerbaijani, American, British, Kiwi. There was a NATO base in Afghanistan called Hechkaya.
Yeah.
It's got about 6,000 people on it. And all the Australians are asked to come. They don't have to. They can do it if they want. But there were probably half Aussies, and the rest were just from all over the place.
Yeah, right.
All over the world. There are even some Afghanis there who are just working, you know.
Puzzled look on their faces.
Yeah, being, what is going on here? So it was real.
This man's not singing, but what is he doing?
Is he a poet?
Is he a magician?
He's telling folk stories?
Tricks of crap.
Yeah, so so there was a bit of a spread there. So I was pretty mindful to try to, especially
make it universal.
Yeah, and those sort of things. I wrote a lot of stuff for them when I was there.
Yeah.
That worked pretty well. Some of it was just making fun of
the situation.
The situation, other, you know, Kiwis against Aussies, or how another, you know, bass that's a bit softer is soft, and everyone loves to hear how the other guy's got it easy, and, you know, pitting people against it. Real fun, simple stuff.
Well, you're well prepared for Frankston.
Yeah.
Which often is called Frankganistan.
Frankganistan.
So you've seen some rough areas. Yeah. You're going to Frankston.
Frankston, this is next level. We have got our body armour on. You can't hear it. We are kitted.
So Frankston has, you know, it's gone slow. Well, someone told me the property price of Frankston, you know, because it's such a nice location.
Oh, it's so
by
nice.
The beach.
So I was in Morty Alec not long ago, and that's just epic.
It's nice, beautiful. Nice along the bay in Melbourne.
Oh, very nice. So beautiful.
Anyway, well, keep listening. Me, myself, and Bart Freebarn are driving to the gig. It is 36 degrees in Melbourne, so I don't know. I reckon that'll affect. But if there's no one there, we're blaming the weather for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you'd probably rather be walking along the beach with an ice cream.
Well, just being an aircon. Well, it is going to be aircon.
It'll be aircon.
Right? Yeah, so.
So maybe people would be escaping their homes.
Yeah, Thursday night comedy.
Yeah, we'll keep listening because in a few seconds we'll be back in the car and give us a full report.
Time travel.
On the cheeky squire.
Yeah, sweet.
See if it matches up to Bart's, you know, hostile environment.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll be in touch.
Yes, you're back on the debrief here, and we're just leaving the Cheeky Squire, which used to be Davey's pub in Frankston.
It was your pub.
Oh, I remember coming here years ago with my in-laws.
Really?
For dinner, yeah, because I lived in South Frankston.
South Frankston.
On the Ridgeway, which is different from Frankston.
Yes.
A bit posher. But it was a good gig.
It was a great gig, yeah. Not like, sound was a little bit off early.
Oh my God.
You had to deal with some rowdy, drunk
guy in the Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Yeah, a drunk Englishman who yelled, Pauline Hanson!
At a very weird spot where I asked, what degree do you reckon I've done? And I said,
Pauline Hanson! Maybe he's like...
Do they think we're an Uber then?
Yeah.
They thought we were an Uber.
Yeah, you do have that vibe, that Uber vibe.
Yeah.
Which is a great... There was a great bit coming up. You had a big gag when you asked them what degree you think I did.
Yeah.
And then he kind of stepped on it, but you pulled it back. But I was sitting next to him, and he was rowdy enough.
He was rowdy during everyone, but you couldn't sort of hear him.
No,
yeah.
I heard him briefly in my set, but I just walked over him. I thought I shouldn't.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, no point.
Oh my God, but you were great. I haven't seen you for ages, and you smashed it.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You were best on ground, I reckon.
No, I don't know.
Come on, I reckon.
I think O'Neill's taken.
No, I don't know about that. I dropped off in the middle a bit.
You had,
as I was saying, I looked at my watch. And I thought I've done enough, and it was 20 minutes in. I went, oh, fuck, I've got to keep going.
You had a reference which you were just talking about that just destroyed the... You hit the age range perfectly.
When I said, my name is Luca.
Yeah, this was the guy's name was Luca, and you said, do you live on the second floor?
Yes.
And everyone just went crazy, and I was like...
What are they talking about?
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like when someone does it, you feel like you missed a meeting. It's like, I missed a meeting.
I'm like, is it... I'm usually pretty good at getting the... And then you explain it, which is very nice.
Well, yeah, it's a Susan Vega song.
Yeah, so I've just brushed up on Vega,
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Yeah, she's really good.
But then, Sid, when I see really young comics, they start talking about computer games, I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm really mindful in a bit, like, you know, kind of trying to do bits that don't miss people. So I did a little bit of stuff about phones.
Yeah, that's really funny, that stuff about phones.
But I didn't want to... Well, I didn't want to...
But see, they had all their phones.
Yeah,
Every generation... My buddy, dad has a phone. He's 80.
Yeah,
too.
So I feel like I could do stuff about phones, but I can't do stuff about Uber Eats. Like,
That's interesting,
that's
actually
the line.
Yeah. You can do Uber Eats in the inner city, though.
Totally, 100%.
Because they all get Uber Eats in the inner city.
Yeah, anyone who's 40 or younger...
Yeah, Uber Eats.
They're all on it. Yeah, they're Uber Eats.
They're all on it.
But then I think beyond that, people get kind of angry. They'll be like, oh, fuck Uber Eats. You're like, you don't like food delivered? It's a rip-off, $5. You're like, all right. I'm sorry to make you angry about a convenient service. Fuck.
Uber Eats, mate.
Yeah, so I find doing the cruise ships, I'll get dead patches depending on what
material I'm... Cruise ships, you'd get regional Queenslanders and stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you get a... Depending on what
port they're out of, you get a lot of those people. So if they're out of Melbourne, it's really great because you can talk about AFL and you can make fun of teams, you make fun of, you know, what suburb people are from. And same with Sydney. So it's usually Sydney or Melbourne. And then you get people from in and around there. But inevitably, yeah, there's people from Perth and Northern Territory and random people from, you know.
Yeah.
And there's those standard jokes of Adelaide. Well, how did you get here? That's the 1980s.
Isn't it closed?
Yeah.
I went there one night, it was closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but because you do a lot of stuff on food.
Yeah, well, I do have a lot of...
You've got a lot of food stuff.
I do have a lot, yeah.
I do love your stuff about Milo.
Oh, yeah.
Just fantastic. My kids love Milo.
I think, Milo was big when you were...
Oh, kid? Yeah. So well, you know what, we also had Quick.
Yeah, right.
Quick. But you've got it, I don't know how you reference it, but... Chuck in an Ovaltine reference.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy, that's in your stand-up, the guy gives you only a little bit of Milo, which is an insult.
Yeah.
Absolute insult.
It's the worst thing ever. It's that my intention was try to get a good, bad reaction out of the crowd.
Yeah, like, that's great.
Them going like, whoa, in a way that you're like, that's what I want. You to all get angry with me. I want everyone to get angry.
It's offensive if someone gives you a small amount of Milo.
Yeah, and it's a... trying to find more of that where you can be like, guys, let's all get like
angry
indignant
together.
I want to get indignant with the crowd, so then you can do something to the person or whatever. It's just obviously a made up story. I'm sorry to break the magic.
What?
Yeah, I'm real. Look, I'm sorry.
Well, that's very creative that you made it up anyway.
I haven't got friends inviting me over for Milo. I'm 39. I don't have friends
You're
inviting
not
12. Me over. Yeah, it's dinner parties or nothing these days. And who wants to go to a dinner party?
And I love the stuff you do about how we love to have healthy options for junk food.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so funny because I try and make a lot of that at home. Like, we're going to have healthy hamburgers, kids. Mm. Or I say to the kids, no need to go to McDonald's. I can make the Big Mac sauce.
Oh, that's...
I made the Big Mac sauce at home.
That, which I think as you get older, you go, man, that's so great that... my parents were trying to make me healthy food that was delicious. But when you're young, you're just like, shut up, Mum.
Take me to McDonald's.
I want a fucking cheeseburger and you can't make one.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, an Eddie Murphy joke.
Oh, is it?
It's an old Eddie Murphy joke where he's like, his mum is like, I'll make you a hamburger. They're better and they're big onions, chunks of onion in the rissole and... him going, I want McDonald's and...
They were a great crowd, actually.
They were good, yeah.
I did a bit of new stuff.
Yeah, which has got some legs.
Yeah, it's got some legs.
The sleep apnea...
My CPAC.
Sex tape is great. The sex tape is really good.
That's a true story, though, that a bloody...
Is it? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's like... at my sleep study, and he goes, oh...
Yeah.
I was watching you on the camera. I didn't even know there was a camera. Watching me at my sleep study.
Yeah, there's definitely something there where you go like, I was embarrassed and my sex doll was double embarrassed. Like there's another pullback reveal there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Man, you're good. You've already given me another bit too. So you quite like watching other people's acts and going...
Always.
Oh, I could add... Yeah.
Well, look, I don't...
It's much easier to do for other people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's never my intention. I'm never there on purpose. I just want to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to think of it, but then if something fits, that I'm just like, oh, that feels like it'd fit real easy. I'll at least offer it if it's okay.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't do it to everybody. You know, if they're your mate or, you know, you'd be like, oh, you thought about that, and they'll either go like, I have, or yes, no, you know.
And so you're doing the comedy festival, the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm doing every night at the Imperial at 9:30.
Great. So. And what's the show called?
Believe in yourself.
Oh yeah.
So
you had a great line about that in your show.
Oh yeah. So that's the opening. That's the opening.
I nearly just took us to Springvale then.
Oh mate, there's I want to go to Springvale another time because Daniel's Donuts is there.
Oh.
It's 24 hour donuts, and it's meant to be great. Everyone talks about it. They rave about it.
Oh yeah.
So that'll be like a fun mini road trip with a mate.
That would be good.
Yeah.
And so, is it like a completely new show or you're doing some best of?
I reckon it's 90% new, 10% old.
Hey, that's good.
So,
that's really good.
That believe in yourself joke that I started with tonight, I had at the end of last year's run.
Yeah, right.
So I'm a bit like, oh.
That doesn't matter.
I've done it for a year, but it
doesn't matter.
It's fresh.
different context.
Yeah, yeah. So, and yeah, there's all that kind of goes throughout it.
Yeah.
Of, you know, like, just back yourself and do a thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know,
like,
your act's good because you're clean too. So you can see why you've done do well on the cruise ship and stuff, because you're relatively clean. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
You swear a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about... Yeah. I generally don't talk about sex. I got some drug... I do have some sex, porn, drug stuff, but I don't... I haven't... It's a bit older, to be honest.
Yeah,
I haven't done
right,
for a while.
Yeah.
So, the news...
You do a good... Have you ever done a TV spot?
No, not yet.
You've never done Up Late or something like that?
No. That's...
What?
I'd love to.
That's an injustice.
Mate, it's no
rush. Because your generation...
Yeah.
There's Cody, is he your generation?
Yeah, Cody, Heggie.
Little.
Thornton. Ballard.
Yeah, yeah. See, a lot of them have done TV. You should be doing TV
Gatsby,
stuff.
You know. Yeah.
Oh, Hannah Gatsby, yeah, well.
Yeah, so she's my Raw. She's a Raw competitor.
Oh, wow.
Me. She won the
Raw. She won, didn't she?
Yeah.
Look, you're right. There's no rush.
No.
But, you know, they're always looking for young... You know, they always say they're looking for young comics, aren't they?
Well, I was wondering what... Like, maybe... What I want to do in the next 12 months is get a nice little... theatre or a little room somewhere and record an hour.
Ah, yeah, good idea.
And at least for, you know, just... Selling at gigs or just to... Maybe even to not sell a gig, just to chop up and put online.
Put online, yeah, it's a good idea.
And just sort of throw it out there and have people go, oh, this guy's all right.
Yeah. Because like tonight, some of those women were saying, what's your name again?
Because,
you know, I reckon you were the crowd favourite, and I reckon they were like, oh, what's his name?
Yeah, they don't... And it's so quick and... You're up there and you're down, and then they kind of remember your face, and then they're not.
Yeah, and there's four other people on the same night.
Yeah, that's right. And unless you're... And I'm not very good at handing out cards or marketing
Nick Kappa's
or...
got fridge magnets.
Oh, so smart. Kappa's really good at social media as well. He does good posts, and he's funny, and figures out funny little...
Funny looking.
He's funny, and he's funny looking. He's got the... He's a triple threat.
See, where you're more handsome.
Mm.
You could be more the hand... That's why I'm surprised you haven't done TV, because... They do, even though they say they don't, I think they like people that are slightly good-looking.
You reckon?
Well...
Do they want...
Look at Rove, Will Anderson, they're all slightly good-looking. Adam Hills.
Pretty handsome.
They're not overly handsome.
They're not model...
But they're not like you look at them and go, oh my God.
No, they're like a...
But they're not also a shock to the system.
No.
Where you go, geez, that guy's a bit weird-looking.
It seems like a lot of... I mean, we were talking about it before the podcast. I actually can't remember. It's Inception, but how the way that someone looks... has a lot to the packaging. Like, you could do the same joke amongst 10 people.
Yes.
And
it's a different reaction.
Yeah, different reaction. And each kind of group that likes that person will be like, that's a great joke. You know, like, they're all doing it. They're all, you know, it's sort of, I relate with that person, they look like me. I don't know how much that's a thing.
I think you're sort of, you've got a good vibe. You've got a good friendly vibe going on.
Just your friendly neighbourhood comedian.
Yeah, friendly vibe. I would describe it as. Which is, good guy.
I've got a few in the past people being like, you don't look like a comedian. And I'm like, I don't know what they look like.
Well, what do comedians look like?
What do they look like?
Well, they look like all sorts, don't they?
Yeah, they just look like people.
Don't look like a comedian.
Yeah.
Well, what do I look like?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's more you just what you do makes you a comedian. It's not. Let's not judge. Let's stop judging by looks, guys.
Yeah, exactly, guys.
Let's stop gendering and, you know, judging by race and religion.
Anyway, it was great to be back at the Davies Hotel, which has been renamed to the Cheeky...
The Cheeky Squire. You did a good... did a good set, mate.
What about the... So there was a guy... This is... Apart from the guy in the Iron Maiden T-shirt who was yelling
out. Oh, yeah.
There was another guy, Stefan, who was sitting on a table with his mate... Sort of had this, and he and I was talking to these middle-aged women, Cheryl and stuff, and he started touching them.
That was weird.
And I said, mate, it's not the Cheeky Squire, not the sexual harasser.
Which was a great...
Hands to yourself,
that
buddy.
Was a great... It's so weird that he did that.
Well, I've done a gig at that pub before. Well, actually, no, I didn't do it. I turned up.
Yeah.
And it was like a smorgasbord restaurant. This was in the 90s. And I said to the guy, I'm here for the comedy gig. He goes, nah, well, that was a fundraiser. But we cancelled it. But the agency that booked you didn't want to cancel you, so you're still doing the gig.
Right.
I said, what? There was actually a mic stand next to the potato salad.
That's amazing.
Because you're on there, and there was like three families eating dinner.
Jesus.
And so I rang up the guy from this agency. I said, mate, there's no gig. at Davies Hotel. And he goes, so what you're telling me is that you're physically not going to walk on stage?
Yeah.
I said, mate, there's no stage. There's a smorgasbord.
Walk on stage. I'm a part of the buffet.
Yeah, then he goes, give me the phone to the guy organising it. And he hands me the phone back. And he goes, you can either have $150 cash now or invoice. And I went, just give me the cash. I'm going.
Yeah.
So it was good to actually do it.
Yeah. It's one of the things about doing stand-up. You end up going to clubs, pubs, footy club, like different, just little weird things across the nation that you would never go to otherwise.
No, exactly. Yeah, like if you go and do, I did a gig in some of those ethnic clubs. It was like, I would never come here, but it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, like that, did you ever do that shisha comedy?
No, I never did shisha comedy. No. So it's just all these guys smoking shishkas.
Yeah, smoking those big pipes like the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland. And
wasn't it really tough?
No, it was fine. I mean, when you talk about tough gigs, I think that there's obviously, like that gig tonight, I think for some people it'd be tough, right?
Yeah, but it's not tough, though, really.
It's not, right? Tough, no. There's things.
Well, they'd all paid to get in.
They'd all paid to get in. They were attentive. The sound wasn't great, but it got fixed.
But yeah.
I suppose there are definitely tough gigs, but most of the time not so much. You just sometimes they're a bit quieter, I suppose.
Yeah. But it was a triumph, let's be honest.
Yeah.
A triumph in Frankston. Anyway, you listen to the debrief. We'll be back after this.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.
We're back on the debrief with Bart Freebarn. Now, Bart, that's right, we have to talk about... You were a pioneer in podcasting.
Yeah.
You and Nick Cody used to
Nick
do one.
Nick Cody and I did
The Drive Home?
Yeah, something for The Drive Home, which is what we're doing now. But it was based, the title was based off the idea that, you know, some comics will do a joke, it'll fall flat. Yeah. You're like, oh, you don't get that, mate. You'll get that. That's something for The Drive Home.
Oh.
You'll be driving home, you'll be like, oh, of course.
Right, so, that's what it was for.
Yeah, so we... That was the.
But you did. That was podcasting before podcasts were on smartphones, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was. Would have been. We would have started maybe 6 months after Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 months to a year after Dum Dum. We were right in there with Dum Dum and Green Guide Letters, which were.
The two other big ones that started in Melbourne.
But we didn't have guests. It was just Cody and I. It's kind of our friendship.
Yeah.
On tape.
Yeah.
It's actually like.
How many episodes did you do?
200.
Wow. Well,
we've got 205 now, maybe. We've done a few extra, but yeah, it's a good... Well, when I say it's good, there's some hilarious episodes in there. We're really poorly recorded and not edited. We're eating during it. It's pretty lo-fi. We've got a few really die-hard fans out of it.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it before.
Oh, it's a great... It's a really good time. I mean, I would have loved to keep doing it, but we've just both got...
You sort of you tour a lot.
Yeah.
And he's doing Brisbane radio now.
Oh, Cody's killing it. So we're both away a bit, and it just made it more and more pressure for us to commodify something that's just fun to do anyway. But then you're like, we've got to catch up to the pod, and like, how about we just catch up?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Just do that instead.
Well, I've got the questions that I ask everyone. So what went well tonight and why? In your act, you reckon?
Oh, I think the whole act went well.
Mate, we've got to talk about the dog stuff.
Yeah, the dog stuff.
You do stuff about dogs that people were losing their minds about.
They got into it, yeah. So it's all about Christmas and dogs and eating and... I don't think... So it's a bit of an older bit, the dog Christmas bit. And...
I haven't seen it before.
Yeah, well,
it's not that old.
No, it's not that. It's probably 2 years old.
Yeah, that's new to me.
But,
it's new to me.
Yeah, that's great. For me, I think I'm more excited about some of the newer bits, like the stuff about sneaking food into the cinema.
Oh, that was funny. Is that new, is it?
Yeah, that's new. And
my God.
The military special...
Yeah, special sauces. We won't ruin the joke, but, you'll know it when you hear it.
So going over and doing... So I want to write more military stuff that can get into... Because there's a bit of stuff that worked with the troops.
Yeah, how funny is it as people applaud that the fact that you went?
Oh, it's a bit, I feel a bit uncomfortable about it, to be honest. When they clap, I'm like, no, I don't deserve that.
You need to say after that. Yeah, well, they kill a few over there anyway, whatever.
I'm trying to, I've got to get a good line that'll get a laugh out of there.
I didn't kill anyone, guys.
Yeah. Maybe I can do that stock line of like, no, guys, it was for the Taliban.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're clapping for.
That's for ISIS.
Yeah, ISIS booked me. Almost got killed by the Americans.
What didn't go well? Did anything not go well?
I don't think so. I think it was fine.
Were there any organisational hazards that got in the way?
Well,
the sound system.
The sound system. Initially, I thought the sound system was going to be an issue.
Yeah, but it was solved by the time you got on.
That was great. Yeah, so I think I had the sweet spot, really. Middle spot.
The safety spot, we call that.
Yeah, real, real gentle.
The best one.
So I think partly I got, nothing went wrong because I was just handed a delightful spot.
And how can we do better next time?
I think we've just got to
keep on keeping on.
Yeah, right.
Keep the guy in the Iron Maiden shirt out. He actually walked out, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did walk out, and he gave you a double thumbs up when he was walking out. I actually thought you were going to rip into him a little bit, but you're very polite.
Well, I don't...
Good to not be antagonistic. Yeah, I think you picked it.
Well, after a guy chased me and pushed me to the ground once, I've stopped doing it.
Oh, okay.
But he did have tattoos on his neck.
He did.
This guy that I
had
sold him once.
Okay, yeah.
Did he have tattoos on his neck as well?
I think he was a bit tatted up. He was a bit old, grizzled, looked like a bit of a tradie.
Yeah, he'd be about my age, but I always just think, you know, when you're on stage, you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I broke a vertebrae in my back on stage being an idiot.
Yeah.
I broke my leg in a radio stunt, and I nearly got bashed when I picked on a guy who had face tattoos.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I thought he was joking,
That's like a...
Because when I said to him, I said, this gig's been a trial, and I looked at him and I said, you know all about them, wouldn't you,
mate? That's such a good line. That's amazing.
That he,
yeah.
He didn't like it.
You got him angry with a cliche, and then he fulfilled the cliche by attacking him.
Well, what actually happened, his girlfriend got up and left because she'd had enough.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, shut up, Gary. And she was a blonde, attractive girl.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, your fucking girlfriend's left you, mate. And he sort of turned. And then... Sometimes at those bigger gigs, when they all cheer, I come back on and pretend I'm doing an encore.
Oh,
but I'd walk backstage and got my drink bottle and jumper, and I came on stage, and the MC goes, are you going to do more? And I said, no, mate, I've got a hot day in the foyer with this blonde chick.
Oh, great.
And so I walk through the crowd, and I see at the corner him tipping his chair over and running at me.
Fuck.
But I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
Up until the last minute, he started hugging me and pushing me along.
Yeah.
And then, but then he said, "Don't insult my missus," and all the bouncers grabbed him and
far out. God. And his court date was set.
Yeah,
it's pretty great. It's pretty good.
So from that point on, I don't antagonise dudes.
Yeah, see, I do still sometimes, but I kind of, I don't know. Like you're right, it's not smart, but I try to pick my fights as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm, you know what? It was the third gig I'd done that night, and I was having the best gig.
Yeah.
So you think you're invincible.
You kind of are.
Yeah, you kind of are, but you aren't.
Yeah, no. you could. Bad things
I still remember there. Working with David Strasman, and it was a Christmas party, and there were these guys from a mill.
Yeah.
Right? They get free drink packages. A mill.
It's one of the most basic things.
I know, and I didn't even know mills still existed.
And, this is the feudal age.
And they're all like this. Hey, you Yankee fucker. And Strasman goes, why don't you come up here and see that? Or maybe he said it through his puppet. Why don't you come up here and see that? And a guy just gets up and goes, all right, I will. And just walked on stage and he shat himself and ran off.
Yeah.
Left the fucking puppet there.
Oh, Jesus. And the puppet bashed the shit out of it.
Well, the tech rang on and pushed this guy into the audience like a fucking riot started.
Oh, Jesus. I've had
I was hiding with Teddy Bear.
Where I was doing a joke about TAFE years ago, and I was at the Gold Coast at the Broadbeach Tavern, so it's already like a bit of a rough setting.
Rough, yeah.
And there were probably 15 guys there in high vis.
Oh, yeah.
Who took my joke personally. And just the menace I felt coming off them was terrifying.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a set when you're scared.
Yes.
Comedy really stops when you're scared.
It's true.
When you're like, oh, guys.
Come on.
So you're right. It is. It definitely, things can happen.
Things can happen. Now, we should plug, you're doing the Comedy Festival.
Oh,
the
yes.
Imperial.
Yeah. 9:30 every night. Believe in yourself. Come along. Tickets. Everyone knows how to use Google.
Yeah, they can get Bart Freebarn, ladies and gentlemen.
Comedy Festival. Thanks for having me.
He's a legend. We've got a little bit more time
here. Thanks for driving, mate. I've got to give you some petrol money.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. Sorry about that.
I'm too late. I've hidden $20 somewhere in your car.
Yeah, the kids will find it.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks a lot.
It's one of your CD cases.
Bar Freeman, thanks.
Cheers, mate.
It's been the debrief.